Mr. Vinay, thank you for joining me. Can you briefly explain the regional response plan and why it's happening now?
This regional response plan is the three-year strategy of the humanitarian community to help build the resilience of the vulnerable population in the Sahel. And it covers nine countries: the Burkina Faso, Northern Cameroon, Chad, Gambia, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, Northern Nigeria, and Senegal. There are many, many organizations who are delivering humanitarian aid in the Sahel who have participated in the formulation of this plan, and we all stand ready to implement it. There are many various sectors. We have food security, livelihood, nutrition, health, water and sanitation, and also, of course, the specific requirement of the refugees and displaced people.
And what is the situation like in the Sahel region right now?
There are today 20 million people currently suffering from food insecurity. Now, 20 million people, this is 1 out of 8 people in that region. We have also, unfortunately, more than 1.6 million people displaced and as refugees. And we already have also today 2.5 million people who are already in need of humanitarian assistance. Now, the last harvest has actually resulted in a 1% increase in cereal production. This is our estimation in the region. However, unfortunately, because the population growth is so high, that in fact, this is resulting in a decrease of 13% per capita. So there is a lot to do. And behind all those figures, I mean, what is very clear is that the Sahel has very high chronic vulnerability. The livelihood of the most vulnerable population are regularly affected by various shocks. And you have natural disasters like floods, like drought, like locust infestation. You have also socioeconomic crises like the increase of food prices, or in some cases like we've seen in the Mali conflict. So there is clearly the need to immediately provide assistance, but at the same time, assist those populations to increase their resilience to those recurrent shocks.
And how will this regional plan effectively address these issues?
The plan has three key objectives. The first one is to deliver immediate humanitarian assistance to those that need it and are in crisis. For FAO, the priority is very clear. We need to provide access to agricultural inputs to those who do not have it for the next planting season. We need seeds, we need tools, we need whatever equipment they need to start planting again and producing their own food. And if possible, to increase their production so they have sufficient stock next year to feed themselves throughout the year. The second objective is to reinforce what we call the early warning system, which is basically to make sure that we have permanently a watch on what is going on so we can predict a little bit the crisis before they are too acute and react. The third objective is to reduce the root cause of the vulnerability, because this is, of course, also our responsibility to make sure, for example, that the next drought, when it will happen, will not transform into a human disaster again. And this takes time. And that's why, for the first time, this plan is actually covering 3 years instead of one, because reducing the cause of vulnerability takes more time. For example, for the farmers, we are helping providing food stock at the village and up to the regional level. So this is a good buffer against the rises of food price, which is a major threat to the food security of the population. We are also helping the communities to grow variety, cereal varieties with high-quality seeds that we provide to make sure that those new varieties have a shorter cycle. So if the rainy season is shorter than it used to be, you can still have an harvest. Another very good example also of what we do is the support to women's group in vegetable production, because this improves the diet, this improves the nutrition of the children, and it can generate additional income. So you see, all those actions are really important because they are able to prevent the deterioration of the food security. And it is also a very good investment, because we know that $1 invested in agriculture in time will probably save between $10 and $20 later in the year through food aid. So this is a really important investment if it is done timely.